Listen to conservationist Josh Mills as he talks about the plight and the viability of salmon. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
In certain places on the Lower Snake, they were measuring temperatures over 70 degrees last week. Within that, you have 70 degree water temperature that is lethal to salmon and steelhead. If we're mirroring conditions that happened in 2015 when over 500,000 sockeye or more died in river due to excess river conditions. So it is a multifaceted situation.
Multifaceted indeed. I received an email from another conservationist, William Simpson II, and he talked about the effects of wildfires that are devastating the West on the salmon population. He says there is a direct correlation between loss of salmon and catastrophic wildfire. He goes on, the cause of the ongoing loss of returning salmon is directly related to and tied to the timing of the evolving catastrophic wildfires on the Pacific coast of America. When less fish eggs fail to survive after being covered with post-wildfire sedimentary erosion, less fish fry are produced and less fish return to the spawning grounds. This simple factual phenomenon seems to be eluding many people, including some so-called fisheries biologists, who are either willfully ignorant or obfuscating this fact in favor of incentives from the Klamath River Dam's removal projects. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.